Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is a former referee and co-creator of Showcase Hockey Development. Join us now as the head coach and general manager of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's Kirkland Lake Gold Miners, Ryan Wood. Ryan, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Ryan, Kirkland Lake currently sits in top spot in both the NOJHL's East Division standings as well as first overall in the 12-team league. You guys started October with an 8-1 record out of the gate. Talk to me about your start.
Well, I think that it was just a lot of hard work from our guys. We got a pretty young team, so guys were hungry to prove themselves right out of the gate. We had a lot of some unknown guys that tried their luck in some other junior hockey opportunities and weren't quite as successful, but they came here hungry and dedicated and committed, and their work ethic has produced a pretty solid start for us.
Speaking of work ethic, I got to ask you about your background, because ordinarily guys, you know, they come out of a background in having played the game. You are an official through and through. You officiated in the USJHL, NAHL, SPHL, the IHL, and the Central Hockey League, including the Turner Cup Finals of the IHL. Talk to me about that experience and how it made you the person you are now.
Well, the big thing is hockey is a pretty contact-based, you know, business. So being able to meet a lot of really good people in hockey has allowed me the opportunity to get into the positions that I've been in as a coach, and being able to generate the recruitment aspect to bring in good quality players. And because of the relationships that I've had as a referee with those people that are, you know, in other leagues like the USHL, the North American League, and other, you know, CJHL leagues in Western Canada, it's been a great tool for me to be able to just recruit. And when you are in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, it's not the easiest league to recruit for, and having those relationships with those types of people has been a great situation for us here in Kirkland Lake.
I can't even imagine some of the things that must have happened around you or to you during your time on the ice or traveling to and from some of these games. Do any moments stand out in your mind where you go, wow, I can't believe that just happened?
Yeah, I mean, I can never forget one of the first USHL games that I had officiated. Jeff Blashill was a coach in the league, as well as Mr. Cooper, who's with Tampa. So there's two NHL coaches that are coaching in the USHL, and I'm just a young kid that's doing his first USHL game. So you want to talk about a little bit of intimidation. And being a Canadian, where there's a lot of U.S.-based officials, and being one of the few Canadians working down there, you go into a game and you do the best that you can, and you miss up a call, and you got the coaches on you a little bit. And I'll never forget skating over to Mr. Cooper and saying, hey, you know, for a fellow Canadian, you sure like to yell a little bit at us. And as soon as he found out I was a Canadian, he was pretty easy to deal with after that. And he was really never a big yeller and a screamer or anything like that. But, you know, there was a tight call that didn't get made, and he wasn't happy about it. And like anything, it translated into a good relationship, and he moved on with some pretty good success, obviously, as a coach, and he's doing well for himself.
You mentioned your contacts in the United States, and through some of those contacts, you put together something called the Showcase Hockey Development. Tell us a little bit about that and what the goals of it are.
Basically, we play in spring hockey tournaments in the Toronto area. We go down to Boston for the Chowder Cup, and it's just an outlet for kids to be able to be seen by other leagues and hockey people to try to create opportunities for sometimes unknown players. Throughout my coaching career, I've done the best that I can to help kids move on to higher levels of junior hockey, whether it be in the North American League or Major Junior. It's a goal of mine that I like trying to do, and sometimes you take the diamonds in the rough and you polish them up and you try to get them to that next level, and being a person to help those guys advance and move on is a feather in my cap, and it helps the recruitment process for us here in Kirkland Lake.
You must have had some great experiences where you saw a kid come to you kind of a raw talent, and then you helped to expose him to further opportunities down the road. Any of those stories stand out in your mind where you've seen kids go on to the next level?
There's a couple of kids that stand out. One of them is Brendan Harms, who's from Manitoba, played in the Manitoba Junior Hockey League, played in some USHL, ended up playing D1 at Bemidji, and is now playing in the East Coast League and doing really well for himself. Another one is a kid from Winnipeg named Thomas Stewart Dant, was a Junior B kid, just always struggled to try to be a lock at the Junior A level and just continued to develop, and now he's put together a nice solid 7-year pro career over in Europe. So those are just two guys that jump at me right now, and I've also helped a Russian kid. His name was Sergei Bolshkov. He's a KHL draft pick, now playing over in the KHL on a regular basis. So, I mean, you know, we created some opportunities for lots of different players where they were in their particular time as a hockey player. They just weren't ready for that particular level. And we created that opportunity for them, and we're able to give them that ice time and that exposure and that confidence that they needed to help, you know, raise their game and move on to the next level.
And in essence, that really is the story of the CJHL in general. Thanks a lot for this, Ryan. Congratulations on all you've done, and good luck this season. Given your start out of the gate, I get the feeling we'll be talking again down the road this year.
Thanks a lot, Gino. I appreciate having me on the show.
That was Ryan Wood, the head coach and general manager of the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.